Hope you had a great weekend. Many of you, most of you, are off on MLK Day, which was on Monday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. About a week ago, my wife said to me, because she follows all these weather nerds, she's a meteorologist in her former life,
yep.
And she says, it's a bad storm coming. I said, when? It's a nice day out here. What are you talking about? It's sunny out here. She said, no, week from now. I said, a week from now? What are you... These guys don't even, they can't project anything. She said, no, trust me, everybody's talking. I said, who's everybody? These three guys, that have they haven't been wrong in years. Well, she was right. And I'm only telling you this so people don't start freaking out, because as we get to the end of the week, you'll start hearing more and more about it if you're not weather aware. But we're going to get a storm, not just us, the middle part of the country. It's going to be snow and ice. And, Mike, the potential for ice is going to probably be our issue. But with that said, everybody, you know how we get in Atlanta, right? And look, the last time this happened, you had people on the roads and all kind of craziness going on, all right? So I'm just telling you, I don't know when it's Friday or Saturday. All I know is it's going to happen.
Yeah, somebody just posted, or I guess reposted, it's a weatherman from New Orleans, I guess with the CBS affiliate. Catastrophic ice storm. whoa. Okay. So, I mean, yes, we're definitely forewarned. You know, it'll certainly be a run at Kroger and Publix where people will be getting canned goods, water. You know, all right. I mean, I get it. But because we experienced what we experienced, and that was an absolute disaster, you know, and during the ice storm at 14, be aware. Working from home sounds like a good option, don't you? If you can.
If it's
as bad as they say it is. So when is this sucker supposed to hit? Saturday? Friday night? What's the story?
Yeah, projections with the moisture and the rain and all that stuff.
All right.
But I will say this. My buddy Mike Bettis at the Weather Channel, and he doesn't comment on stuff, and he commented. Like, I normally don't come on, but this storm's going to be something else. I think above us, Mike, like north of Georgia, you're talking about, you know, a lot of snow, D.C., like, it's going to be crazy. And my daughter's in Kentucky, so they're preparing. So I'm on all levels. Like, I'm like, okay. But, you know, you prepare. It is what it is. The thing I think that is the worst, and the only reason I'm talking about this is because we try to make you guys aware. Some of you get in the car, or you're listening, you're not paying attention, is power outages. And if that happens, then you need to be prepared. So we'll see where it goes. Again, we're not meteorologists, but just talking about it. But credit to my wife, because like two and a half weeks, this storm's coming. No, it's not. What are you talking about? And now I see what she was talking about.
Right. And just because you have low four doesn't mean you're still not going to skid.
Correct.
You know, that's the thing.
People,
and you just, there's a lot of folks that don't understand the concept, or they didn't pay attention that week. Again, Carl, if you can't ever driven on ice, you don't get a chance to do that in driver's ed, because
you're done.
Yeah, it's just, again, we don't want to sound like a bunch of nervous Nellies, but you're right. A lot of the folks in the meteorological business are making this sound like it's going to be a beast.
All right, man, we are at Twin Peaks. It's not that way today. It's not going to be over the next few days. That'll happen some point this weekend.
Dude, we got the lead singer of Rancid here.
Dude,
we've got other
incredible dudes
that are hanging out. That lid is amazing,
by the way. I told him when I walked up, I said, I wish I could do my hair like that. And he just laughed. And I said, how long did it take? And he's like, dude, it's been like this for years.
We got our buddy, the liquor distributor guy. You know the guy that shows up at the Miller events? He's got this. I mean, that's hard to do. You got to shave it right. You got to get the product in there.
Now,
that's
the only
tight.
Problem with this is, and I'm not saying it doesn't look good because it looks great, is everybody knows who the hell you are every time they see you out.
Right.
It's like, oh, I've seen that guy.
Right.
That is such a recognizable hairdo that like, you can't forget him.
Right.
So that's the only problem.
So, again, I'd like to see you with the mohawk. I want, by the way,
I'd love to do
I remember the year you grew your hair out. I was hoping you were going to roll with that for a minute.
Well,
you really had it going for a second.
Look, they're still making fun of me in the COVID year because –
right.
I let that thing go, and there are pictures out there. If they got out, y'all would be like, damn! It was just ridiculous, because once I combed it out and picked it out, it was long. But, yeah, that's the last time I did it.
Open sesame, here comes Rastaman.
Oh, man. Look, it was so long, I was doing like a ponytail in the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how long it was, okay? It was ridiculous. Exactly. Bubby's got it.
Our engineer Bubby, he literally looks like remember the dude that was totally cut out of glass, the lead singer dancer for CC Music Factory? Right? Remember CC Music Factory? That's our boy.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. I want to, and by the way, before we get to what's going on around the NFL, lots of news. Obviously, Kevin Stefanski hired as the Falcons head coach. Is Ralph still there, Big O? Is Ralph still there? I want to take Ralph here because Ralph, thanks for
Ralphie boy.
What's going on, man? Welcome in.
Man, thank you so much, guys. I know you find it hard to believe that I am. Anyway, We got to, you know, I'm cool with Kevin Stefanski being hired because, in my opinion, Raheem is part of the reason that Penix is behind. Grab a rookie play caller with a rookie quarterback, that just does not work.
Right on. Right on.
I think we need to go back to and look at everything that Raheem did as far as the special teams, the clock. He was just not a good coach, man. You know, at this point in my life, man, I'm 61 years old, boys. I want dispassionate domination.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
I want to beat somebody to death for a while.
Yeah.
Instead of always making excuses. And right. Would you all agree that all good teams in all sports are strongest up the middle? So that's going to help me pivot to the Hawks. 6'10 people need to be down by the basket.
Yes, sir.
There is no way that, you know, we should be waiting on Okongwu to figure out a shot. I mean, you know, why do we do that? So no system for the Hawks. That's why they're bungling around. And we talked a couple weeks ago. I told you guys about my feeling about the professional pride. You know, you're giving up. You losing at the crib on MLK Day?
That's what I'm saying.
All right, right.
Not just losing, you're getting humiliated.
The day you're on focus, you're on blast, right.
Right, and then that's after you gave up 80 and a half to the damn Lakers.
Yep. Look, I'm with you. I agree. Ralph, man, we appreciate you listening. And we do agree with you about Ra. Fundamentally, that's what it came down to at the end of the day. Mike and I are not fretting over that decision. This hire, we're going to have to wait. We do have some questions and things. Hopefully we'll get answered between now and the start of camp and OTAs and rookie camp and all that. But I do like, and I said this from the jump, when I started saying Stefanski, the experience mattered. If he couldn't get Harbaugh for me, that's where I wanted to go, and they did it. So now I got to give him a chance. But I know it just, Mike, it doesn't light the fire for some Falcon fans, and I just asked this question. Who did? Who does?
Yeah, Harbaugh. I mean, like I said, if you don't like this, and you probably weren't in the mood for J.J. To Mike McCarthy, I should say. McCarthy hasn't, as I've seen, get any traction with anybody. Maybe an interview here or there. Flores, you know, but he's defensive-minded. Generally, you go from, we got to get Penix right. We got to get this offense on track. So it's not exactly, Carl, the most robust job market. Somebody's going to get some booby prizes in this hiring cycle. Sean McDermott, I mean, there was a window there with Buffalo. People feel like it's getting stale. They moved on from him. And I don't know if Kubiak gets plugged into a situation that he'll have success right from the jump. This will be the great. If Kubiak goes and becomes the next Sean McVay, then we'll say we blew it. But if he goes out there and struggles, there's a lot of guys that haven't been there. There's a lot of young people. You know, we talk about Don Shula's grandson all of a sudden becomes a candidate, you know? We talked about, who is it, from the Chargers defensive coordinator? Mentor. So there's just not a lot of guys that have a lot of experience. So maybe that's why Matt didn't want to see Stefanski get that conversation in Tennessee for fear he'd lose him, you know, because Tennessee also want to make a play for Harbaugh.
Yeah.
So I think part of Matt's job description was you have to have done this job.
Yeah, and I think that's why Tennessee hired Robert Sala. I really do. I think that you
and Sala would be less compelling to our audience probably too.
Yes, because, you know, even though Bill Callahan is here, his son, that was his first time doing it, you know, and he'll maybe get another shot. But, like, there's something to be said about that. Ralph, man, we appreciate you listening. And thanks for your phone call. You guys can hit us up. We're asking you, how do you feel about this hire? First time for Mike and I to really discuss this with you coming off the weekend. We did go on the air live Saturday night. I guess it was when it broke.
Right.
And we were live on the air. And again, many of you were at home or out doing whatever. And then you got home Sunday and we're like, wait a minute, they made this hire. So it's our first time kind of chatting it up with you. And look, if you're going to say, because this is a question I got from numerous folks, why should I be excited about this hire? And I keep saying, I cannot get you excited about it. What I can tell you is what he offers. And what he offers gets me a little bit more enthralled about it than maybe you do, because I think those are the things we've been missing. If you talk about offensive philosophy, Mike, and working with quarterbacks and making guys better and having a plan and understanding, hey, I got to delegate and I'm not going to try to do every damn thing myself. Mm-hmm. Like, Kevin Stefanski fits all that. The biggest thing I heard from people up in Cleveland were, look, Dukes, he is flexible.
all this stuff he went through in Cleveland, he wasn't trying to be, you know, not unmoldable. He was not set in his ways. Every time that something presented itself, I think that's a big deal, Mike, because he's coming in here and saying, Matt, what do you want? Here's what I want. We're going to get a GM in here. We got to make sure that we're all on the same page, and I am open to this. And I think the biggest thing that you can see from that is his ability or his willingness, Mike, to stay with Jeff Olbrich. Any other head coach could have came in here and said, nah, this is my show now. I got to go with my guy.
A lot of guys asking me on the text line over the weekend, and you and I talked about this briefly, the perception amongst the league, at least the capologists and everybody fancies themselves a capologist, is that Cousins is done with us. But Stefanski coached with him, was his offensive coordinator in Minnesota, knows him well. And if you are going to try, the one thing even our capologist, Darren Corey, has told us was you could still thread the needle hypothetically with Cousins. It would be a further restructuring. So just curious, you know, how that would work, because he had his highest completion rate of his career was the year he had worked with Stefanski up there in Minnesota. So, and that's what got Stefanski the head coach job in Cleveland. So OCs, hot OCs get the job, just like Kubiak's making the rounds right now. It just, you would, I think most fans out there, if you don't know that Penix can go until, I don't know, the first, quarter of the season, week three, week four, do you still spend the money on Cousins?
Because you're not going to rush.
You're going to split. Either way, you got to split that cap. How can you do it and not take it in the shorts? We'll find out.
Yeah, it's a really good question.
And have him on the roster.
And by the way, if you told me I needed an insurance policy over what is potentially out there, I'll take Cousins all day, every day, right now with where we are. If there were a ton of guys that were more talented, Mike, I felt like we could win bigger with, I'd say go get him. There's nobody right now in this offseason that I feel that way about that's going to not cost you the kind of money that Kirk Cousins is. And you go, well, and by the way, it's not going to be long-term. To your point, you're still not saying I'm promising you the job 3 or 4 years from now. We'll see where they go, man. Does that, Mike's saying, does that change the equation with Kirk Cousins? It might. We don't know. All right, there it is. Seeing some music. All right, we're coming back. What went down with Sean McDermott? Packers make their hire. Speaking of first-timers, I mean, that was a little bit of a surprise with the Dolphins hiring Packers DC Jeff Hafley.
Right.
We will get into the hires that happened over the weekend and also the games. What a weekend it was. The throw by Caleb Williams. D'Amico Ryan's quarterback completely wetting the bed.
And what is a catch and what isn't a catch continues to haunt us.
It's Dukes and Bell.